The Economic Freedom Fighters addressed its supporters on Sunday at a Freedom Charter rally in Soweto on the 67th anniversary of the adoption of the charter. Party leader Julius Malema said the country is led by fools and under the EFF, education will be compulsory.
We are led by fools. These fools have issued a certificate that your father died. It is them who gave you the certificate. Then they come back and say, where is your father? Stupid. They are the ones who must account for every citizen of South Africa. When the EFF says education will be compulsory, they say these people are mad. It means those who came here in 1955, they were mad too. Because we learned it from them. They said education must be compulsory. Compulsory means you must be forced to go to school because the EFF is not threatened by educated people. EFF loves them educated. ANC loves them illiterate. That's why it's not giving you free education, but it's giving you 350 because it wants to keep you ignorant. It doesn't love them educated.
Last week, Chief Justice Raymond Zondo released parts 5 and 6 of the inquiry report after it had investigated state capture since 2018. Malema reacted to the report saying the state capture inquiry the EFF supported is not what Zondo produced and accused the Chief Justice of wasting 2 billion rand on producing gossip.
There was no Zondo commission here. The state capture that we supported is not what Zondo has produced. More like a gossip,
life or fella. This is just gossip. He has wasted 2 billion, and we don't see what he produced. All he knows is TV. I've never seen a judge that loves TV like Zondo.
Chief Justice Zondo. Zondo likes calling each other with politicians. He did that with Zuma. He's now doing it with Ramaphosa. They were not investigating who captured the state. They were investigating which black person took business of white people. Because in their mind, business belongs to white people. When it is taken by black people, it's a state capture. We never said this commission must go all over. All we asked the commission to do was to check the relationship between Zuma and the Guptas and to check if the Guptas did not influence the removal of Nhlanhla Nene overnight.
Looking ahead to the 2024 elections, Malema said the party wants to achieve 1 million members by December, with 250,000 in Johannesburg. He said the ANC was at its weakest and would not be this weak again. Malema said he believed the Red Berets are the suitable replacement for the ruling party.
We are the rightful replacement of the ANC, EFF. It's a weapon that you must have in your hand when you confront the white monopoly company. There's no one who's going to liberate South Africa better than the EFF. EFF is only one that is not sleeping with a white man. That's why EFF will never be bribed. We don't hate the white man. We don't just accept bribes from white monopoly capital. We are refusing.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.